bunch of money with pre-foreclosures, a lot of money. How do you find pre-foreclosures? There's two ways. You get list pendants from the courthouse, the courthouse records, or you go in and you look under the legal section of your newspaper. It's called Soldiers and Sailors. And you find them, and that's the pre-foreclosure process. That's the first step of notification that the bank's required to do in order to sell their property. Yep, you go to the courthouse or you go to the newspaper and look under the legal section. How to make contact with them? Well, there's three different ways that we do it. Number one, we send them out letters, direct mail, postcards. We don't just send one, because these people are in denial. Okay? Depending on where you are, in this particular state, there's usually about anywhere from 30 to 90 days. In other states, you've got to act within 7 days or 21 days. So in this state, you have the ability to follow up, follow up, follow up. And people usually are not going to go forward until after the fourth or fifth follow-up. So remember that. So we do a lot of direct mail. We also do telephone. We'll just give them a call on the phone if you can get their phone number. Most of the time, at this point, they've got so many people chasing them for the money that their phone number is unlisted. The third thing is we'll go and we'll knock on the door. The thing you need to be concerned about when you knock on the door is the fact that one spouse doesn't know what's going on. Only the other one does. So you may be the messenger. You know what I mean? And I've had that happen. I've knocked on the door and I've said, I understand that. This is the way we handle it. We say, hi, my name's Dave Lindahl. I have a company that provides relief from foreclosure, which we do. It's a free service, and I'd like to tell you about it if I could. I have the ad in the paper, and I say, and I noticed that your house just went into pre-foreclosure. And I've had ladies look at me with blank expressions on their face and say, what are you talking about? I say, well, your house was just advertised in the paper today as being in pre-foreclosure, and you know, we offer the service, and it's the first they even heard about it. They didn't even know that the mortgages were ever behind. So sometimes you're the messenger, so be careful of that. Sometimes they're just going to tell you, you know, no, we're all set, and they want you out of their life. But remember, these people are in denial at the beginning. They're going to come around eventually, or they're going to lose the property. Some people get right to the end. You know, 1 out of 10, 1 to 2 are going to do business right away. 3 through 9 are going to need some follow-up. The number 10 is never going to do business. They're going to be in denial right to the day of the foreclosure, and they're going to wonder why all those people are out in front of the house having an auction. But make contact and follow up. And the way we do it, when we negotiate, we actually tell them that we do try to, our goal is to keep them in their property if that's their goal. And we'll negotiate with the banks and we'll do what's called a workout. And what the banks usually do is they'll take what's owed on the property, divide it by either 12 or 24. They want to divide it by 12 and add it to the back of the mortgage. You try to get it divided by 24 and add it to the back of the mortgage, because if the people can't make the original payments, you know, they're not going to be able to make an extended payment as well. And that's worked out, and you get great testimonials from people after you've just saved their house, you know, and then you put those in your credibility kit. But I'll tell you, you probably save about 20% of them. The other 80% are going to go into foreclosure. And because you've worked on their behalf to try to save it for them, who are they going to trust to sell it to? You. So if you go in there with the idea of trying to help them out, you're going to be rewarded in the end. One thing I do, and I don't have one with me, that's really, really effective, is I do an income and expense worksheet. And I sit them down and I say, okay, I said, before we even start, let's do this. Let's figure out first tell me what your income is, your monthly income, or your yearly income, or your hourly income, whatever, and I break it down into monthly. And I say, tell me what all of your expenses are, what your mortgage payment is, what your car payment is, and then I get all the way down to how much you're putting in gas a week, you know, how much are your kids' lunches going to cost you, they got kids in diapers, how much are the diapers, how much are your groceries. I get all of those expenses, and then I subtract that from their income. And a lot of times these people are in a negative position. And a lot of times this is the first time they've done this. And you flip it around and you show them, and I've had people just melt down in the tears showing them this. But what it does is, you know, the next question is, you're upside down right now. Do you want to continue like this? Is there any way you think of you can save your property, or is the best thing to do to sell it? And you can just cut through the chase and you can go right to a sale. So that's really effective. That's really easy to make up. Just, you know, make up a form for yourself and call it the income expense worksheet. And then we talked about short sales. After you get the property under agreement, now what we'll do is we usually take these properties subject to, which we're going to go into next, subject to the existing mortgage. And what we'll do with the existing mortgages, because they're behind, we'll now call the bank and we'll try to negotiate down that debt so we can make even more money. Question?
On the just previous, you was talking about how to negotiate. And you're saying you might have to spread Thanks. The payments out 12 to 24 months.
Yes.
Are they selling you the property at that point?
No, I'm negotiating with them, for them, with the bank, so that they can stay in the property.
And what's your incentive to do that?
Testimonial, goodwill. That's about it. If you go in there not looking to make a killing, not looking to take their property, but actually looking to help them, believe it or not, you'll get more deals. If you negotiate a short sale with the bank, you've got to pay that balance that you negotiate right up front?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, the other thing you could do is you could also make their existing mortgage current and take the property that way, right? And do
yes.
a deed transfer? And
then
yes. avoids having to produce all the capital up front. You just have to...
That's subject to.
Season it.
We're going to go into that. All right, let's go into the short sale aspect. Say if the property's worth $140,000 and they owe $110,000, there's $30,000 in equity. Well, usually you've got to give them some money to walk away. And we usually give them about $5,000 to walk away from the deal. So that's going to leave us $35,000 in equity. $25,000. We give them $5,000 to walk. That's $25,000. Now I go to the bank and I try to negotiate this down. If the bank will agree to take $95,000 for this, then I've just increased that by $15,000 to $40,000. A lot of times there's a second mortgage on here. Let's say the second mortgage is $20,000. I talked about this earlier. You're going to find that second mortgage holder is going to take about $2,000 to $4,000 for that mortgage. Once they realize how dire the situation is, once you show them the newspaper article that states that they're in pre-foreclosure. The way you close these people on selling you the property, subject to, is you let them know that you're going to be taking over the property and you're going to be making the payments to their property. Actually, let's go into subject to next so I can explain that. Because most pre-foreclosures are bought with subject to, because you can go in with very little money down. So basically, what subject to is you're taking over the property, subject to the existing mortgage. So you're actually taking over the mortgage. The deeds are going to go in your name, but the mortgage is staying in the previous owner's name until you go to resell the property. And I usually tell them it's going to take me either 2 or 3 years to resell this property because I've got a couple extra strategies I'm going to tell you about. One of them is going to be to sell it on a lease option, which I'm going to go into. One of them is just to sell it outright. But if I decide to lease option it, I'm going to have a lease option period for about 2 years. So I want a minimum of 2 years going in.